those who conceal our revelations and guidance after proclaiming them for the people in the scripture are condemned by God. They are condemned by all the condemners. As for those who repent, reform, and proclaim, I redeem them. I am the Redeemer, most merciful. Those who disbelieve, and I as disbelievers, have incurred the condemnation of God, the angels, and all the people on the day of judgment. Eternally they abide therein. The retribution is never commuted for them, nor are they reprieved. Your God is one God. There is no God but He, most gracious, most merciful. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of night and day, the ships that roam the ocean for the benefit of the people, the water that God sends down from the sky to revive dead land, and to spread in it all kinds of creatures, the manipulation of the winds, and the clouds that are placed between the sky and the earth, there are sufficient proofs for people who understand. Yet, some people set up idols to rival God, and love them as if they are God. Those who believe love God the most. If only the transgressors could see themselves when they see the retribution, they will realize then that all power belongs to God alone, and that God's retribution is awesome. Those who were followed will disown those who followed them. They will see the retribution, and all ties among them will be severed. Those who followed will say, if we can get another chance, we will disown them, as they have disowned us. Now God thus shows them the consequences of their works, as nothing but remorse, they will never exit hell. O people, eat from the earth's products all that is lawful and good, and do not follow the steps of Satan, he is your most ardent enemy. He only commands you to commit evil and vice, and to say about God what you do not know. When they are told, follow what God has revealed. Herein, they say, we follow only what we found our parents doing. What if their parents did not understand and were not guided? The example of such disbelievers is that of parrots who repeat what they hear of sounds and calls without understanding. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they cannot understand. O you who believe, eat from the good things we provided for you, and be thankful to God, if you do worship Him alone. He only prohibits for you the eating of animals that die of themselves without human interference, blood, the meat of pigs, and animals dedicated to other than God. If one is forced to eat these, without being malicious or deliberate, he incurs no sin. God is forgiver, most merciful. Those who conceal God's revelations in the scripture, in exchange for a cheap material gain, eat, put fire into their bellies. God will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them. They have incurred a painful retribution. It is they who chose the straying instead of guidance, and the retribution instead of forgiveness. Consequently, they will have to endure hell. This is because God has revealed the scripture, bearing the truth, and those who dispute the scripture are the most ardent opponents. Righteousness is not turning your faces towards the east or the west. Righteous are those who believe in God, the last day, the angels, the scripture, and the prophets. And they give the money, cheerfully, to the relatives. The orphans, the needy, the traveling alien, the beggars, and to free the slaves, and they observe the contact. Prayers say Lot and give the obligatory charity zakat, and they keep their word whenever they make a promise. And they steadfastly persevere in the face of persecution, hardship, and war. These are the truthful, these are the righteous. O you who believe, equivalence is the law decreed for you, when dealing with murder, the free for the free, the slave for the slave, the female for the female. If one is pardoned by the victim's kin, an appreciative response is in order, and an equitable compensation shall be paid. This is an alleviation from your Lord in mercy. Anyone who transgresses beyond this incurs a painful retribution. Equivalence is a life-saving law for you, O you who possess intelligence, that you may be righteous. It is decreed that when death approaches, you shall write a will for the benefit of the parents and relatives equitably. This is a duty upon the righteous. If anyone alters a will he had hurt, the sin of altering befalls those responsible for such altering. God is hearer, knower. If one sees gross injustice or bias on the part of a testator, and takes corrective action to restore justice to the will, he commits no sin. God is forgiver, most merciful. O you who believe, fasting is decreed for you, as it was decreed for those before you, that you may attain salvation. Specific days are designated for fasting, if one is ill, or traveling, an equal number of other days may be substituted. Those who can fast, but with great difficulty, may substitute feeding one poor person for each day of breaking the fast. If one volunteers more righteous works, it is better. But fasting is the best for you, if you only knew. Ramadan is the month during which the Quran was revealed, providing guidance for the people, clear teachings, and the statute book. Those of you who witness this month shall fast therein. Those who are ill or traveling may substitute the same number of other days. God wishes for you convenience, not hardship, that you may fulfill your obligations, and to glorify God for guiding you, and to express your appreciation. When my servants ask you about me, I am always near. I answer their prayers when they pray to me. The people shall respond to me, and believe in me, in order to be guided. Permitted for you is sexual intercourse with your wives during the nights of fasting. They are the keepers of your secrets, and you are the keepers of their secrets. God knew that you used to betray your souls, and He has redeemed you, and has pardoned you. Henceforth, you may have intercourse with them, seeking what God has permitted for you. You may eat and drink until the white thread of light becomes distinguishable from the dark thread of night at dawn. Then, you shall fast until Sunset. Sexual intercourse is prohibited if you decide to retreat to the masjid during the last 10 days of Ramadan. These are God's laws. You shall not transgress them. God thus clarifies His revelations for the people, that they may attain salvation. You shall not take each other's money illicitly, nor shall you bribe the officials to deprive others of some of their rights illicitly, while you know they ask you about the phases of the moon. Say, they provide a timing device for the people, and determine the time of Uhud. It is not righteous to beat around the bush. Righteousness is attained by upholding the commandments and by being straightforward. You shall observe God, that you may succeed. You may fight in the cause of God against those who attack you, but do not aggress. God does not love the aggressors. You may kill those who wage war against you, and you may evict them, once they evicted you. Oppression is worse than murder. Do not fight them at the sacred masjid, unless they attack you therein. If they attack you, you may kill them. This is the just retribution for those disbelievers. If they refrain, then God is forgiver, most merciful. You may also fight them to eliminate oppression, and to worship God freely. If they refrain, you shall not aggress. Aggression is permitted only against the aggressors. During the sacred months, aggression may be met by an equivalent response. If they attack you, you may retaliate by inflicting an equitable retribution. You shall observe God, and know that God is with the righteous. You shall spend in the cause of God. Do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction. You shall be charitable. God loves the charitable. You shall observe the complete rites of Uhud Umrah for God. If you are prevented, you shall send an offering, and do not resume cutting your hair until your offering has reached its destination. If you are ill, or suffering a head injury, and you must cut your hair, you shall expiate by fasting, or giving to charity, or some other form of worship. During the normal Uhud, if you break the state of Ihram sanctity between Umrah and Uhud, you shall expiate by offering an animal sacrifice. If you cannot afford it, you shall fast 3 days during Uhud and 7 when you return home. This completes sin provided you do not live at the sacred masjid. You shall observe God, and know that God is strict in enforcing retribution. Uhud shall be observed in the specified months. Whoever sets out to observe Uhud shall refrain from sexual intercourse, misconduct, and arguments throughout Uhud. Whatever good you do, God is fully aware thereof. As you prepare your provisions for the journey, the best provision is righteousness. You shall observe me, O you who possess intelligence. You commit no error by seeking provisions from your Lord through commerce. When you file from Arafat, you shall commemorate God at the sacred location of Muzdalifah. You shall commemorate Him for guiding you, Before this, you had gone astray. You shall file together with the rest of the people who file, and ask God for forgiveness. God is forgiver, most merciful. Once you complete your rites, you shall continue to commemorate God, as you commemorate your own parents, or even better. Some people would say, "Our Lord, give us of this world, while having no share in the hereafter." Others would say, "Our Lord, grant us righteousness in this world, and righteousness in the hereafter, and spare us the retribution of hell." Each of these will receive the share they have earned. God is most efficient in reckoning. You shall commemorate God for a number of days in Mina. Whoever hastens to do this in 2 days commits no sin. And whoever stays longer commits no sin, so long as righteousness is maintained. You shall observe God, and know that before Him you will be gathered. Among the people, one may impress you with his utterances concerning this life, and may even call upon God to witness his innermost thoughts, while he is a most ardent opponent. As soon as he leaves, he roams the earth corruptingly, destroying properties, but lives God does not love. Corruption. When he is told, "Observe God," he becomes arrogantly indignant. Consequently, his only destiny is hell. What a miserable abode! Then there are those who dedicate their lives to serving God. God is compassionate towards such worshippers. O you who believe, you shall embrace total submission. Do not follow the steps of Satan, for he is your most ardent enemy. If you backslide, after the clear proofs have come to you, then know that God is almighty, most wise. Are they waiting until God Himself comes to them in dense clouds, together with the angels? When this happens, the whole matter will be terminated, and to God everything will be returned. Ask the children of Israel how many profound miracles have we shown them. For those who disregard the blessings bestowed upon them by God, God is most strict in retribution. This worldly life is adorned in the eyes of the disbelievers, and they ridicule those who believe. However, the righteous will be far above them on the day of resurrection. God blesses whomever He wills, without limits. The people used to be one community when God sent the prophets as bearers of good news, as well as warners. He sent down with them the scripture, bearing the truth, to judge among the people in their disputes. Ironically, those who received the scripture were the ones who rejected any new scripture, despite clear proofs given to them. This is due to jealousy on their part. God guides those who believe to the truth that is disputed by all others. In accordance with His will, God guides whoever wills in a straight path. Do you expect to enter paradise without being tested, like those before you? They were tested with hardship and adversity, and were shaken up until the messenger and those who believed with him said, "Where is God's victory?" God's victory is near. They ask you about giving, say, "The charity you give shall go to the parents, the relatives, the orphans, the poor, and the traveling alien." any good you do, God is fully aware thereof. Fighting may be imposed on you, even though you dislike it. But you may dislike something which is good for you, and you may like something which is bad for you. God knows while you do not know. They ask you about the sacred months, unfighting. Therein, say, fighting therein is a sacrilege. However, repelling from the path of God, undisbelieving in Him, and in the sanctity of the sacred masjid, and evicting its people, are greater sacrileges in the sight of God. Oppression is worse than murder. They will always fight you to revert you from your religion, if they can. Those among you who revert from their religion and die as disbelievers have nullified their works in this life, but in the hereafter. These are the dwellers of hell, wherein they abide forever. Those who believe and those who emigrate and strive in the cause of God have deserved God's mercy. God is forgiver, most merciful. They ask you about intoxicants and gambling. Say, in them there is a gross sin and some benefits for the people, but their sinfulness far outweighs their benefit. They also ask you what to give to charity. Say, the excess. God thus clarifies the revelations for you, that you may reflect upon this life and the hereafter. And they ask you about the orphans. Say, bringing them up as righteous persons is the best you can do for them. If you mix their property with yours, you shall treat them as family members. God knows the righteous and the wicked. Had God willed, He could have imposed harsher rules upon you. God is almighty, most wise. Do not marry idolatresses, unless they believe. A believing woman is better than an idolatress, even if you like her. Nor shall you give your daughters in marriage to idolatrous men, unless they believe. A believing man is better than an idolater, even if you like him. These invite to hell, while God invites to paradise, and forgiveness, as He wills. He clarifies His revelations for the people, that they may take heed. They ask you about menstruation. Say, it is harmful. You shall avoid sexual intercourse with the women during menstruation. Do not approach them until they are rid of it. Once they are rid of it, you may have intercourse with them in the manner designed by God. God loves the repenters, and He loves those who are clean. Your women are the bearers of your seed. Thus, you may enjoy this privilege however you like, so long as you maintain righteousness. You shall observe God, and know that you will meet Him. Give good news to the believers. Do not subject God's name to your casual swearing, that you may appear righteous, pious, or to attain credibility among the people. God is hearer, knower. God does not hold you responsible for the mere utterance of oaths. He holds you responsible for your innermost intentions. God is forgiver, clement. Those who intend to divorce their wives shall wait 4 months cooling off, if they change their minds, and reconcile, then God is forgiver, merciful. If they go through with the divorce, then God is hearer, knower. The divorced women shall wait 3 menstruations before marrying another man. It is not lawful for them to conceal what God creates in their wombs if they believe in God, in the last day. In case of pregnancy, the husband's wishes shall supersede the wife's wishes if he wants to remarry her. The women have rights as well as obligations, equitably. Thus, the man's wishes prevail. In case of pregnancy, God is Almighty, most wise. Divorce may be retracted twice. The divorced woman shall be allowed to live in the same home amicably, or leave it amicably. It is not lawful for the husband to take back anything he had given her. However, the couple may fear that they may transgress God's law. If there is fear that they may transgress God's law, they commit no error if the wife willingly gives back whatever she chooses. These are God's laws, do not transgress them. Those who transgress God's laws are the unjust. If he divorces her for the third time, it is unlawful for him to remarry her, unless she marries another man, then he divorces her. The first husband can then remarry her, so long as they observe God's laws. These are God's laws, he explains them for people who know. If you divorce the women, once they fulfill their interim 3 menstruations, you shall allow them to live in the same home amicably, or let them leave amicably. Do not force them to stay against their will. As a revenge, anyone who does this wrongs his own soul. Do not take God's revelations in vain. Remember God's blessings upon you, and that He sent down to you the Scripture and wisdom to enlighten you. You shall observe God, and know that God is aware of all things. If you divorce the women, once they fulfill their interim, do not prevent them from remarrying their husbands, if they reconcile amicably. This shall be heeded by those among you who believe in God, in the last day. This is purer for you, and more righteous. God knows, while you do not know. Divorced mothers shall nurse their infants 2 full years. If the father so wishes, the father shall provide the mother's food and clothing equitably. No one shall be burdened beyond his ability. No mother shall be harmed on account of her infant, nor shall the father be harmed because of his infant. If the father dies, his inheritor shall assume these responsibilities. If the infant's parents mutually agree to part, after due consultation, they commit no error by doing so. You commit no error by hiring nursing mothers, so long as you pay them equitably. You shall observe God, and know that God is sure of everything you do. Those who die and leave wives, their widows shall wait 4 months and 10 days before they remarry. Once they fulfill their interim, you commit no error by letting them do whatever righteous matters they wish to do. God is fully cognizant of everything you do. You commit no sin by announcing your engagement to the women, or keeping it secret. God knows that you will think about them. Do not meet them secretly, unless you have something righteous to discuss. Do not consummate the marriage until their interim is fulfilled. You should know that God knows your innermost thoughts and observe Him. You should know that God is forgiver, clement. You commit no error by divorcing the women before touching them or before setting the dowry for them. In this case, you shall compensate them, the rich as he can afford, and the poor as he can afford, an equitable compensation. This is a duty upon the righteous. If you divorce them before touching them, but after you had set the dowry for them, the compensation shall be half the dowry, unless they voluntarily forfeit their rights, or the party responsible for causing the divorce chooses to forfeit the dowry. To forfeit is closer to righteousness. You shall maintain the amicable relations among you. God is seer of everything you do. You shall consistently observe the contact prayers, especially the middle prayer, and devote yourselves totally to God. Under unusual circumstances, you may pray while walking or riding. Once you are safe, you shall commemorate God, as He taught you what you never knew. Those who die and leave wives, a will shall provide their wives with support for a year, provided they stay within the same household. If they leave, you commit no sin by letting them do whatever they wish, so long as righteousness is maintained. God is Almighty, most wise. The divorcees also shall be provided for equitably. This is a duty upon the righteous. God thus explains His revelations for you, that you may understand. Have you noted those who fled their homes, though they were in the thousands, fearing death? God said to them, "Die," then revived them. God showers His grace upon the people, but most people are unappreciative. You shall fight in the cause of God, and know that God is hearer, knower. Who would lend God a loan of righteousness, to have it repaid to them multiplied manifold? God is the one who provides and withholds, and to Him you will be returned. Have you noted the leaders of Israel after Moses? They said to their prophet, "If you appoint a king to let us, we will fight in the cause of God." He said, "Is it your intention that, if fighting is decreed for you, you will not fight?" They said, "Why should we not fight in the cause of God, when we have been deprived of our homes and our children?" Yet, when fighting was decreed for them, they turned away, except a few. God is aware of the transgressors. Their prophet said to them, "God has appointed Telet Saul to be your king." They said, "How can he have kingship over us when we are more worthy of kingship than he? He is not even rich." He said, "God has chosen him over you, and has blessed him with an abundance in knowledge and in body. God grants his kingship to whomever he wills. God is bounteous, omniscient." Their prophet said to them, "The sign of his kingship is that the Ark of the Covenant will be restored to you, bringing assurances from your Lord, and relics left by the people of Moses and the people of Aaron. It will be carried by the angels This should be a convincing sign for you, if you are really believers. When Saul took command of the troops, he said, God is putting you to the test by means of a stream. Anyone who drinks from it does not belong with me, only those who do not taste it belong with me, unless it is just a single sip. They drank from it, except a few of them. When he crossed it with those who believed, they said, Now we lack the strength to face Goliath and his troops. Those who were conscious of meeting God said, Many a small army defeated a large army by God's leave. God is with those who steadfastly persevere. When they faced Goliath and his troops, they prayed, Our Lord, grant us steadfastness, strengthen our foothold, and support us against the disbelieving people. They defeated them by God's leave, and David killed Goliath. God gave him kingship and wisdom, and taught him as he willed. If it were not for God's support of some people against others, there would be chaos on earth. But God showers His grace upon the people. These are God's revelations. We recite them through you truthfully, for you are one of the messengers. These messengers, we blessed some of them more than others. For example, God spoke to one, and we raised some of them to higher ranks. And we gave Jesus, Son of Mary, profound miracles, and supported him with the Holy Spirit. Had God willed, their followers would not have fought with each other after the clear proofs had come to them. Instead, they disputed among themselves. Some of them believed, and some disbelieved. Had God willed, they would not have fought. Everything is in accordance with God's will. O you who believe, you shall give to charity from the provisions we have given to you, before a day comes where there is no trade, no nepotism, and no intercession. The disbelievers are the unjust God. There is no other God besides Him, the living, the eternal. Never a moment of unawareness or slumber overtakes Him. To Him belongs everything in the heavens and everything on earth. Who could intercede with Him except in accordance with His will? He knows their past and their future. No one attains any knowledge except as He wills. His dominion encompasses the heavens and the earth, and ruling them never burdens Him. He is the Most High, the Great. There shall be no compulsion in religion. The right way is now distinct from the wrong way. Anyone who denounces the devil and believes in God has grasped the strongest bond, one that never breaks. God is hearer, omniscient. God is Lord of those who believe. He leads them out of darkness into the light. As for those who disbelieve, their lords are the rivals. They led them out of the light into darkness. These will be the dwellers of hell. They abide in it forever. Have you noted the one who argued with Abraham about his Lord, though God had given him kingship? Abraham said, My Lord grants life and death. He said, I grant life and death. Abraham said, God brings the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west? The disbeliever was stumped. God does not guide the wicked. consider the one who passed by a ghost town, and wondered, how can God revive this after it had died? God then put him to death for 100 years, then resurrected him. He said, how long have you stayed here? He said, I have been here a day, or part of the day. He said, no. You have been here 100 years. Yet, look at your food and drink, they did not spoil. Look at your donkey, we thus render you a lesson for the people. Now, note how we construct the bones, then cover them with flesh. When he realized what had happened, he said, now I know that God is omnipotent. Abraham said, my Lord, show me how you revive the dead. He said, do you not believe? He said, yes, but I wish to reassure my heart. He said, take 4 birds, study their marks, place a piece of each bird on top of a hill, then call them to you. They will come to you in a hurry. You should know that God is almighty, most wise. The example of those who spend their monies in the cause of God is that of a grain that produces 7 spikes. With 100 grains in each spike, God multiplies this manifold for whomever he wills. God is bounteous, knower. Those who spend their money in the cause of God, then do not follow their charity with insult or harm, will receive their recompense from their Lord. They have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve. Kind words and compassion are better than a charity that is followed by insult. God is rich, clement. O you who believe, do not nullify your charities by inflicting reproach and insult, like one who spends his money to show off, while disbelieving in God. In the last day, his example is like a rock covered with a thin layer of soil. As soon as heavier rain falls, it washes off the soil, leaving it a useless rock. They gain nothing from their efforts. God does not guide disbelieving people. The example of those who give their money seeking God's pleasure, out of sincere conviction, is that of a garden on high fertile soil. When heavy rain falls, it gives twice as much crop. If heavy rain is not available, a drizzle will suffice. God is seer of everything you do. Does any of you wish to own a garden of palm trees and grapes with flowing streams and generous crops? Then, just as he grows old, and while his children are still dependent on him, a holocaust strikes and burns up his garden. God thus clarifies the revelations for you, that you may reflect. O you who believe, you shall give to charity from the good things you earn, and from what we have produced for you from the earth. Do not pick out the bad thereunto. Give away, when you yourselves do not accept it unless your eyes are closed. You should know that God is rich, praiseworthy. The devil promises you poverty, and commands you to commit evil, while God promises you forgiveness from him and grace. God is bounteous, omniscient. He bestows wisdom upon whomever he chooses, and whoever attains wisdom has attained a great bounty. Only those who possess intelligence will take heed. Any charity you give, or a charitable pledge you fulfill, God is fully aware thereof. As for the wicked, they will have no helpers. If you declare your charities, they are still good. But if you keep them anonymous and give them to the poor, it is better for you, and remits more of your sins. God is fully cognizant of everything you do. You are not responsible for guiding anyone. God is the only one who guides whoever chooses to be guided. Any charity you give is for your own good. Any charity you give shall be for the sake of God. Any charity you give will be repaid to you, without the least injustice. Charity shall go to the poor who are suffering in the cause of God, and cannot emigrate. The unaware may think that they are rich, due to their dignity. But you can recognize them by certain signs. They never beg from the people persistently. Whatever charity you give, God is fully aware thereof. Those who give to charity night and day, secretly and publicly, receive their recompense from their Lord. They will have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve. Those who charge usury are in the same position as those controlled by the devil's influence. This is because they claim that usury is the same as commerce. However, God permits commerce and prohibits usury. Thus, whoever heeds this commandment from his Lord and refrains from usury, he may keep his past earnings, and his judgment rests with God. As for those who persist in usury, they incur hell, where they abide forever. God condemns usury and blesses charities. God dislikes every disbeliever, guilty. Those who believe and lead a righteous life and observe the contact prayers a lot and give the obligatory charities a cut, they receive their recompense from their Lord. They will have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve. O you who believe, you shall observe God and refrain from all kinds of usury, if you are believers. If you do not, then expect a war from God and His messenger. But if you repent, you may keep your capitals without inflicting injustice or incurring injustice. If the debtor is unable to pay, wait for a better time. If you give up the loan as a charity, it would be better for you if you only knew. Beware of the day when you are returned to God, and every soul is paid for everything it had done, without the least injustice. O you who believe, when you transact a loan for any period, you shall write it down. An impartial scribe shall do the writing. No scribe shall refuse to perform this service, according to God's teachings. He shall write, while the debtor dictates the terms. He shall observe God his Lord and never cheat. If the debtor is mentally incapable, or helpless, or cannot dictate, his guardian shall dictate equitably. Two men shall serve as witnesses, if not two men, then a man, and two women, whose testimony is acceptable to all. Thus, if one woman becomes biased, the other will remind her. It is the obligation of the witnesses to testify when called upon to do so. Do not tire of writing the details, no matter how long, including the time of repayment. This is equitable in the sight of God, assures better witnessing, and eliminates any doubts you may have. Business Transactions that you execute on the spot need not be recorded, but have them witnessed. No scribe or witness shall be harmed on account of his services. If you harm them, it would be wickedness on your part. You shall observe God, and God will teach you. God is omniscient. If you are traveling, and no scribe is available, a bond shall be posted to guarantee repayment. If one is trusted in this manner, he shall return the bond when due, and he shall observe God his Lord. Do not withhold any testimony by concealing what you had witnessed. Anyone who withholds a testimony is sinful at heart. God is fully aware of everything you do. To God belongs everything in the heavens and the earth. Whether you declare your innermost thoughts or keep them hidden, God holds you responsible for them. He forgives whomever he wills and punishes whomever he wills. God is omnipotent. The messenger has believed in what was sent down to him from his Lord, and so did the believers. They believe in God, his angels, his scripture, and his messengers. We make no distinction among any of his messengers. They say, "We hear, and we obey. Forgive us, our Lord. To you is the ultimate destiny." God never burdens a soul beyond its means. To its credit is what it earns, and against it is what it commits. Our Lord, do not condemn us if we forget or make mistakes. Our Lord, and protect us from blaspheming against you, like those before us have done. Our Lord, protect us from sinning until it becomes too late for us to repent. Pardon us, and forgive us. You are our Lord and Master. Grant us victory over the disbelieving people.